I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
What? No.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
Dull.
I fought in.
Sour.
Yes. I fought in.
I've been doing these food challenges with fucking Tab and Lab Bible.
I do them all the time. It's my new niche on the talk, man.
Oh.
I'm a food talker now.
Oh, God.
So these are mega sour apples. Not suitable for children under 8 years old. I guarantee you 8-year-old Lou would have hooned the entire packet and not tasted anything sour. Okay, I'm going to find you the sourest.
No, you're doing it first.
I've already done it, mate.
Fucking do it into the camera. You fuck off with just me doing it. This is bullshit.
I've already done it.
Where?
On TikTok.
Well, Mama's got to do it tonight.
I don't want to do it.
I know you don't, but do you think I do?
Fuck you.
Hey, language.
Sorry.
You're fucking stupid.
It was... This challenge was for you?
It's for both of us. There is zero chance I'm doing that
promise,
if you don't.
Pinky prom.
I
pinky promise. If I do it, you'll do it. No,
I swear to God.
Double lock it. Put your thumb down. Lock it. I don't know what that little
finger's
doing.
I've never done that.
Okay. Mega sour apples. Oh, I hate you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
It's icky, isn't it? Watching it.
It just gets you in random spots.
You sound like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, fuck. Oh, hang on.
Oh, I don't like it.
You're a fuck.
Oh, my days. Hang I almost on. Want you to spit it out, kid.
Nah, I'm nearly at the end. I just got to swallow. Don't make me laugh.
Not the first time she said that today.
Oh, fuck, hang on.
Just got to swallow.
I'm nearly there.
God, you sound like Steph.
I'm through the other side.
You've come through.
I just drew a book.
We'll talk like that in
your
sour interface.
You have to do it, you pinky prom. Get that little fucker in your mouth now. They're delicious once you get through the Saz part. That's sour, by the way.
It's not even shorter. That's one syllable.
But then Saz sour. I should spit this out.
Oh, sour. Sour does sound like two syllables, eh? But like it wouldn't be.
Well, it is sour.
Sour.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like sour.
Yeah.
Sour.
So Saz is quicker. My apologies. I stand corrected. Sour.
Okay, your turn. I just spat it out so I wasn't sucking in everyone's ears. Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
Not like those kick-ons the other day. Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry.
Let me go. Oh, fuck off. Oh, I
You got trying to get through. Just keep going. Just in this little icky twitch.
This is icky.
Keep going. You're nearly at the end. You just got to keep going. Come on. You get to the point where like there's a little bit more and then you go, oh, fuck. And then you're nearly gone. Nearly throw up. Oh, that hurts. Judgy's little tum-tum.
I reckon.
Oh, no, the wee flux. Yeah. It's worse than a margarita on Judgy's little tummy. He just spit it out and rolled around on the couch. Oh, that was phenomenal. Oh, my God, that was good.
Now my teeth are,
very?
You know, squeak, like.
Squeaky.
Mm. Oh, I didn't like that.
Nah.
They are fucking sour.
I know, but there's, you know, there's one on the internet and it's called, like, sour slolly or something.
Oh, fuck, original.
Yeah, no, but people literally put it in their mouth and they go.
I actually have seen some of that.
Yeah, I'm going to find them. I'm going to hunt them down and I'm going to do that on the talk.
Well, we'll do it on here.
Yeah, let's find them. Anyone know where to get them? Someone told me there's some in Bronte, but I'm like, they can't be the sourest ones in the world.
You'd probably have to order them online. We'll do that.
Yeah, they'll be hilarious. That we'll probably need like a medic on standby.
Well, probably not, but okay. Yeah.
David Beckham is stunning.
People always tell me I used to look like David Beckham.
You who'd don't been, even like, have stabbed, a glimpse of him.
No, you didn't let me finish. Who'd been set alight and then put out with a screwdriver.
Yes, that's
But the, still that's David Beckham-esque. Dior, would you agree with that?
Yeah, maybe a few screwdrivers, but yeah.
So multiple screwdrivers. Okay.
I'll give you that.
Thank you. Thanks, Gilson.
You don't look anything like the real David Beckham.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Mate, you'd rather be up him than upset.
He is stunning.
You'd rather have him hanging out of you than you hanging out of a tree.
You'd rather...
You got it.
Beckon for your life than...
Okay.
Not be with him.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not great. You'd rather be doing him than doing time.
Yes.
You'd rather be fucking him than fucking hungry, let me tell you. Hey? You'd rather be sucking him than sucking at sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
My turn.
Work with me here.
Yeah.
You'd rather be pumping him than pumping fuel.
You'd rather be...
Come on.
You'd rather be... You'd
the
rather be...
It.
You'd rather be...
Anywhere else than here?
Yeah. I was trying so hard to think of something that was sucking.
Yeah. Well, I've already done sucking.
That's what I mean. But my brain just went straight there.
What's different words? Just think of different words for coitus. You know?
Sex.
Yeah, so can you do something with sex? Rather be...
I'd rather be in his boot and... With a in a root.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's late, Judge.
And it makes zero sense.
It's late.
I'd rather be in his boot than in a root. Well, I guess that makes sense. You'd rather be in his boot than a tree growing around you underground. Yes. Okay.
I'd rather root that with my left boot.
This is so bad. You have not grasped this game at all.
No. I've.
You'd rather be kissing him than kissing the curb.
Yes.
Huh? You'd rather be flicking his nips than flicking your boogers.
You'd rather be... You'd rather be... Hang on. You'd rather be...
Jesus Christ.
You'd rather be...
This is shocking.
Hard on him than harder than wood. Oh.
You'd rather be hard on him than hard at work.
Yes. Mine was still okay.
What does hard on wood mean?
I was just looking at the ground.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense.
It's all wood.
You'd rather be hard on him than hard at work. You know? Mm. There you go.
Anyway, we done with that game?
I think so. Red light, green light. Now pull me up, you two, if we've done this before.
We probably have, because you don't prep.
Language.
Where was the language in that?
Prep. Oh, I can't believe I've just said it.
Prep.
Ease up. Do you know what that means in Australia?
No.
Jesus Christ. I think we might need to cut that, dude. Hold on.
How do you not know what it means, Luke?
Prep.
Should we cut that?
Maybe.
Don't. You guys are fucking with me.
No, we're not. Don't say that. It's fucked.
Especially after this weekend.
Correct.
Like, and everything that's happening in the world.
Yeah.
You really can't say that.
Start again.
It's not funny.
She was so concerned.
It's mean.
Buddy. No, it's not. Oh, bud. Great work, Dior.
Shove your prep up your ass.
Got it.
Prep as in prepping for homework, schoolwork.
No, look, we understand the word. We're the ones fucking with
you. Well, I'm just making sure.
God, her face. She was wigging. She's like, what have I said? What the fuck is prep? Oh, fuck. Have I said it on another podcast? Don't be cranky with us. All right. All right.
Well, you know that they're sending women into the trenches?
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay. All right. Let's break it down, sister.
That's something. No, I saw something on TikTok.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
No, it was a funny TikTok about how if females were in the trenches, and it was like being like, hang on, let me read them out to you.
Yeah, please. Because I think trench warfare was more of a World War II sort of warfare. We don't really have trench warfare anymore, do we?
Not that I'm aware. I thought, yeah, even you know, by World War II, it wasn't really going on still.
Yeah, it was mainly a World War I thing, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
No, hang on. I'm sure there's... Oh, where is it? Yes, women are getting drafted.
So one woman or women?
I don't know. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Don't quote me on this, guys. It might just be a joke, Tom.
No, but like TikTok is super credible as in terms of news sources.
Well, sometimes it is judged.
Yeah.
But I was giggling because it was like women are now getting drafted. And then it was all these funny things. So it's like a photo of a big, what are they called? Those things that roll with like the big gun at out the front.
A tank?
Yeah.
I actually like second guess myself because I'm like, she couldn't be talking about a fucking tank.
I know what a tank is, but just I wasn't sure if all tanks had the big gun that goes.
Okay. All right.
And so the caption is, oops, I think I ran over a curb. And then it's some soldiers dressed in like war gear. And it's like, oh my God, we're kind of giving Hunger Games.
That's good.
A guy driving like through the war.
Yeah, good.
I'm not doing this justice. And he's like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm literally about to cry. Dressed in soldier gear again. Do these pants make my butt look big? You're slaying right now. There's someone on the phone. Who are we fighting again? And then there's someone going, did you see how he ran? That's an ick. Someone come to the bathroom with me. Ooh, I look gross. Bitch, take a photo with me. It's like they're taking selfies.
Wait, but what's the premise? What's the preface is this? Are they fucking, where are they getting drafted to?
Well, that's, we're not a newsworthy podcast. No one take into account or consideration anything I'm saying here. Just
so
know.
This may just be like if women were to be drafted into war.
Correct.
Okie doke.
Correct. I don't want to say anything. I'm not held accountable for anything, guys. I could be saying something really offensive here. I apologize.
Just don't say prep.
Don't fuck off.
A lot of the comments for that were great because they're like literally Lou Tez strips off Jarch every episode for not prepping.
How did I miss
prep.
That?
I know. But
I'm going to get you.
I know how you missed it. You literally just asked me what the rolly things are with the gun at the front. That's how you missed it, buddy.
Did you find it, Dior?
Women are not getting drafted. Like, there's not been any change in any sort of army policy.
Okay, so it's just a TikTok joking.
Yeah, it's
like
a TikTok that's gone kind of viral. There is an article, though, on thearmytimes.com that says, did the women of TikTok make getting drafted seem fun?
Okay. The only bloody drafting we know, mate, is when you fucking draft and shoot.
That's a valid point. It's not a, shouldn't really be something.
Over the head.
Oh, would you say so?
No, it doesn't matter.
I wasn't listening.
No, I'm a piece of shit.
Okay, you are. No, I'm kidding.
Just patted my middle finger.
Most affection I'll ever give.
Oh, yeah, just a pat of the middle finger. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Back to the, yeah, I don't want, I'm not making fun of anything I just said, by the way. It was just a TikTok I saw.
You're okay, mate.
You've made me
it's
sensitive.
It's just a funny, it's observational comedy.
But you've made me sensitive after the prep thing.
Have I? Sorry, mate.
No, I can't say anything. I
can't believe you just spoke about women. Should we cut that?
Yeah, I think it's illegal to speak about.
Don't, guys. Someone commented being like, I heard there's a hashtag going around called hashtag cancel Lou.
That'd be great if we could get that trending.
No.
No, it wouldn't.
What was the joke you said that I missed?
I said the only thing bloody drafting we know in Australia is when we're drafting sheep, mate.
Oh, I've got one.
Yeah.
The only thing we know in Australia about drafting is Carlton Draft.
Okay.
Hey.
Surprising. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Point one to the big dog LDD.
Only drafting bloody... The only draft and we know is bloody draft, a draft of an email before you send it. Before you send the email, you get a draft and then you get opinions of it from your co-workers and colleagues. And you say, is this appropriate to send to the client because I've drafted this email? And then you get the opinions of your co-workers and then you get the confirmation
to
send it.
The idea is there, but the execution was not great.
I would argue that execution was perfect.
You know, the only thing in Australia we get this draft is when you got a bit of a gap underneath the door and there's a cold draft coming through. Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Point two to the big dog LDD in the corner of the rink.
It's good. Rink? That's actually surprised me you knew that word.
It's a rink, isn't it?
Yeah. Like nice rink.
No.
Well, what? Oh, no. Hold on. What? No, what did you think it was?
No, no.
Well, what's a rink?
The boxing rink.
So close.
What?
Yeah, it's so far.
I know what an ice skating rink. What's it called? Sorry.
It's a ring.
Sorry, I knew it's a boxing ring. I did. I don't know why I said ring.
Jeez, I thought you. I was like, it actually did surprise me. You knew, like, without sounding condescending, that you knew rink and ring, and then it turns out you actually didn't. The boxing rink. That's great. Can I spin a yarn?
No.
I'm gonna anyway. We've had a we mean well baby. Now
congratulations.
Thank you. Now
too?
I forgot. I've copied this DM into our fucking in my notes, but I forgot the username of
you're
the bedwetter.
An idiot.
I know, so I'm sorry, bedwetter. Pregwetter. I'm sorry, pregnant bedwetter.
Sorry. I'm sorry, bedwetter.
But we've been conceived to. Let me spin the yarn. So we'll just call her Pregwetter 69.
Yep.
Pregwetter 69 said, sending again because you all deserve to see it. Well, I've tried a few times on the hotline to tell the story, but basically 12 weeks ago, my boyfriend and I were building IKEA furniture. Does it look like IKEA? It's an old pun joke.
Yes. IKEA.
It's
yes.
A New Zealander saying. Uh-huh. Who was that? One of my favourite comedians. Irrespect, doesn't matter.
Louisa Delton?
Correct, Amundi. We were building IKEA furniture while watching the potty. Little did I know, I was ovulating, which meant... Mid-furniture build, halfway through, I was giggling because we were having sex while the potty was still on in the living room. So I'm assuming maybe it was YouTube and he's cleaning those tubes while we're on YouTube.
Yes.
And they're having consensual coitus.
Fallopian tubes.
I'm 12 weeks pregnant. Doctors told me I had a low chance due to my PCOS. Now we are here. All we needed was some bedwetting content. So we're getting the props for them now currently being with child.
Do you think they'll call it Toby or Gianni?
I would argue it'd have to be Jarch or Lou.
I don't think anyone would call their child Jarch.
You never know.
Hey, you could start a trend maybe.
Well, what did you say the fucking... So hold on, before we get to that, congrats to the bedwetters, the pregwetters 69, who are
congratulations,
fucking...
Congratulations, guys. You got a little wee meanwhile, Gianni, Toby, Jarch, Lou, or Dior, or Tobbs.
Or Tobbs. And I'm just glad that you would think that this would be like...
Off-putting?
What's like contraception in itself. Yet your boy got fully erect, you lubed up, and you guys had sex to us.
You don't need to do those actions with your hands, please, ever again.
Well, I'm just saying, it worked like that.
Very inappropriate.
Riot. So congrats, bedwetters. Now, we're in the car yesterday, and I said to Lou, I said, fuck, you get married, you reckon you'll take the bloke's last name? She was like, don't know, really. And I'm like, I think I'm going to take Steph's last name. And she goes, Judge Allen. And I go, my name's Jack. She's like, oh, yeah. I was like, nice to meet you. Glad we've been doing a podcast the last fucking year and a half. Jarch Allen.
Jarch Allen.
Jalen.
Hi, guys. Just a quick one. Can we all keep telling Lou to stop fucking taking photos of her lounge room with her fancy books on the table? We all know the cunt can't read. Anyway, see you later.
Hey, I'm going to defend Lou here. They're picture books.
Thank you. They are picture books, you pig. How dare you, I can see very well.
Doth has 2020.
Dotheth flick through thy pictures the time.
And you love the pictures, don't you?
I love the pictures, Jarchi.
And you even have some pop-out ones.
Yep. I got some ones with little furry bums.
Yeah.
You know, the little animals, they're furry bums when you're a kid in the picture book.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Mm-hmm. And you've also, what's the moving book you've got on your wall? Remember what we call that?
The TV.
Good girl. How fun's that?
Lots of fun.
Lou's actually a very good reader.
Hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Champion, let me circle back.
Yeah.
Hey, just because I got nice coffee table books doesn't mean shit. I read a book probably once every 3 weeks. I'm a very good reader.
Do you really?
I am very good at reading. I'm currently reading a book that I got last week. I got about a quarter left. Champion.
Champion.
So you're telling me I can't read? Champ? You're wrong. Champion. Yeah. Yeah, you heard it first. You
want
two tickets to the gun show?
Sure showed
him. Yeah, you come here, you big nincompoop.
Okay, yeah, he won't be calling again.
Yeah, he won't. Yeah, you stay well away from us. I got your back, Judge. My own back, because he was tearing strips off me.
Yeah, he'd do it for you, buddy.
But I mean, if he was here, one, uppercut, side hook, rear hook,
jab,
left jab. Under the arm.
Puff.
Yeah, he's gone.
Got him. Okay. Next one. Let's see what we got.
Wait.
What?
Let's fucking prank phone call him.
Oh, fuck. Good idea.
I'm going to pretend to be from the library.
Oh. Chef's kiss. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Okay. Now.
Hey, it's Patricia from the library here. Now, we've got a few overdue books here, but we've got a note on one of them saying that you can't read.
Now, let's try and do a proper voice.
Oh, shit.
Hi, it's...
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hi, it's Brenda here.
Yeah, I like it. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2...
Hello.
Hi, it's Brenda calling from the local library. I've got a few overdue books here under your name, but I'm just not sure why you'd even decide to get them from the library because I believe you can't read.
Oh, fucking, it's fucking, sorry, I'm with my missus. This is We Mean Well. It's fucking Lou.
Hey, you told me I couldn't read. So we just got you back with a prank phone call.
Oh, wrecked. Fuck me, Dad.
No, hold on. You know what's fucked up, though? My missus just had a missed call from some telemarketer, and then we got one there. She's like, don't answer it. I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll answer it. And then I'm fucking... And I got some old bag telling me I've got overdue books.
Yeah. Well, are you going to apologise to me for being very naughty, aren't you?
I do.
Aren't you going to say sorry to Lulu?
Mate.
Yes, bye.
Mate. That was a good one. I liked it. It made me laugh.
Oh, you had me stumped. I didn't know what was going on. I'm thinking, when the fuck did I get a book?
Just a book. So Lou's voice actually worked.
Got ya.
It did, yeah. All the other ones she's done, she just fucking used the same voice. But suddenly she's changed it up. She was half believable.
Yeah, yes. Good to know.
Good, I'm getting better.
I like that when we fucking...
I take everything back I said. I can only probably read Where's Wally book, so good on
you. There you go. Thank you.
Terry Tough Cunt, mate. Then you do, when she actually calls you, it's straight back in the hole. Well, so we were about to get strips torn off us because you thought we were going to be telemarketers.
I was ready.
Amazing.
Good work, bro.
That is unreal. I've caught about 100 times. So
have you?
100 times lucky. Yeah,
there you go.
Sure.
Mate, we just scroll through and just pick Randy. So it's fucking, I'm proud of you, mate. I'm glad you finally got through.
Yeah.
Nah, that's it. Appreciate the call, guys.
All right, have a good night, mate.
Bedwetters
for life. Ciao, ciao. Yeah. Don't judge. Woohoo!
100th ep.
100th episode. Hang on, my turn.
I said four at a time.
We've got party poppers here. I'm going to do three. Ready? And three, two,
Yeah!
Woohoo! Oh, I love that smell. What is that? What is that smell? It's like
cap gun powder.
Like a grenade.
Yeah, exactly like a grenade.
Okay, enough. What? That's enough colourful things thrown.
Wow.
We've got our fancy little 100th episode hats on.
Wow.
You look very clever, don't you?
Don't you, aren't you? You're very cool.
I am very clever.
Huh?
Yes.
100 eps.
100 episodes. What a whirlwind it's been, my friend.
Mate, it's been pretty fucking crazy, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what they say, Jake. Time flies when you're having...
Call me Jake. Did I? It's Jack. It's Jack. You said, you know what they say, Jake. Time
flies. Charge in the car this morning. How many things have I got wrong?
Oh, mate. I'm like, this is going to be a rough fucking app. I'm like, hopefully she'll be on the ball for the 100th. And then just talking in the car, and you just kept everything. What were you talking about?
I call them Hugglepuff.
Hugglepuff.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, because we're talking about my signet ring. And you're like, what is that? What is that on there? I'm like, oh, it's a hippogriff. You go, what's a higglegriff? I go, a hippogriff. It's like a mythical creature, like a fucking bird, horse fucking thing. And you're like, oh, like a Hugglepuff. And I'm like... Are you talking about Harry Potter? I'm like, Hufflepuff from Harry Potter. You're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, did you mix up Muggle and Hufflepuff? And like, what were you getting at with Hugglepuff? just saying shit just to say it. Like, it was fucking wild.
It's almost like I have like daily strokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That should be the name of your rap album. Your old Lou with daily strokes.
Daily strokes.
G'day, guys. It's Lou. Come back here in the zoo.
Right. Bruiser here. Long time bedwetter. Fucking been around since the early days, honestly. Just wanted to queue up on the Tuesday because that's pretty much what it's fucking come down to now that Jarchi's just fully embraced being a fucking lazy cunt and not revealing the goddamn hotlines. Can you imagine the fucking content that would be coming in Monday, Saturday, Sunday?
He's right.
Just, you know, have a go, Judge.
Yeah.
He's right.
Love you, Lulu. Good on ya. Boy.
I feel like I've got to prank him.
You know what? I agree with him. There'd be some content gold in there. Judge, he's got to go back to doing his homework.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I'll go back to
You're
it.
You're very clever, aren't you?
I'll go back to it. I'll go back to doing my homework. That. But what should I prank him with?
The internet company.
What?
The power company. You've been using too much gas.
That's not what they'd call you and tell you. They want you to use as much so they can charge you as much.
Mm.
Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. Police?
Police.
Someone's backed into his truck.
Maybe.
Head and run. We saw him do a head and run on the CCTV footage. It's good.
But I don't know anything about him or his vehicle or anything like that.
Well.
Maybe I'll, let me freestyle it.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Good luck.
I'm freestyling.
Wicca, wicca.
What was his name, Bruiser?
Hello, this is Marcus.
G'day, Marcus. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Your mate Tony called me, said you might have a trailer for sale.
Hello?
G'day, mate. Your mate's Tony. Tony's called me, said you might have a trailer for sale.
A trailer for sale?
Yeah, he said you might have one of them trailers, like motorcycle trailer for sale. You know, Tony Flanton.
Tony who, sorry, mate?
Tony Flanton. He said he might have a trailer for sale. I'm looking for a motorcycle trailer. He said you might have one.
No, mate, I don't have a motorcycle.
You don't, but do you have a trailer for a motorcycle?
I think you got the wrong number.
It's way mean well here.
Tony Flinton.
You got me so much better than Lou would have.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was very good from Chachi. I would have gone, have you got a trailer for sale? And you would have gone, fuck off, yeah. Lou.
G'day, Lou. So, mate, just to confirm, you don't have a mate called Tony Flanton.
Who's selling a trailer.
Now, the funny thing is, my old man, Tony, and he's got a trailer for sale, but it's like a wood trailer. Like,
fuck off.
No way.
You nailed the brief.
That is wild.
That is phenomenal.
Fuck, I got to freestyle more.
That was very good, Jack.
Mate, we just listened to your hotline, and I think you've made a good point. I've got to do a bit more prep because I'm missing some gold. You're dead right.
Being very lazy.
Oh, well.
Thanks for calling, mate. We appreciate it. You're on the 100th ep.
Oh, beauty, mate. Ripper, congratulations, guys. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. I cannot believe your old man's called Tony and he's got a fucking trailer. For that is unreal.
It's amazing. It's like
one in a million. Well done, guys.
Thanks, bros.
Thanks so much. Ciao, ciao. Luca surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
Okay. The first article of Dothith Lulu Goes Surfing.
Spin it.
Australian surfer catches incredible moment. A whale slams into him on camera. Have you seen that?
I think I have.
Jason Breen was plunged 20 to 30 feet below the surface when a humpback whale took him out during a surfing season.
But hold on, why was he plunged down?
Because the whale landed on him. Went ba-boomf into the water. Ba-boomf under the ocean.
Did it fuck him up?
Well, he's alive, but he went ba-boomf.
If I fucking hear the word ba-boomf one more time.
Ba-boomf. Look at him.
Oh, simple minds.
Mr. Breen had no idea his GoPro was on. Have you seen the footage, Senorita?
Show me.
I was about to say, would you like to watch it?
Yes.
Our sweet Prince Dior.
On the TV, please. 30 feet under fucking the water is terrifying, mate. What about those birds that got fucking eaten by a humpback? You put them in his mouth and then spat them out. You see that?
No.
Have you not seen that?
No.
Like birds or humans?
Humans.
Oh, okay. You did say
birds. Wait, a humpback whale was eaten by humans with birds. What?
Okay, all right.
What?
Okay.
What in the hissy?
Birds is a term for females.
Oh, females got eaten by a humpback.
Well, he took him in a mouth, but they couldn't ingest something the size of a human because they eat plankton and shit.
But so that bizarres me. Oh my fucking god.
Oh, here we go. That bizarres her.
But wait, watch this and then I'll tell you, I'll go back to my bizarre point. Come on, Jason, show us the humpy. Here it is.
Oh.
Boom, ba boom.
That is a ba boom.
Under the ocean.
But what?
Because it landed on Jason.
Oh, my days. Fuck that. That gives me fucking anxiety.
Oh, there it is. It's still eating, trying to hump him.
Fuck, that gives me anxiety. Holy dooly. What's doing?
Just dive straight on her. Ba-bomf. That's going to be the name of the pod.
Oh, it's
ba-bomf.
Yeah, ba-bomf.
It's almost like the GoPro's on the whale.
Reminds me of a few birds that used to have a crack at me at uni.
What? Because they'd jump on you. Right, okay. Arrogant little fuck. Sorry, Judge, what I was saying, bizarre that a humpback can't eat a human when a giant python could eat us and we'd just sit in its stomach for weeks.
Yeah, it's almost like they're a completely different species and have different but fucking needs and they eat
bizarre
like,
how big a they're mouth like can stretch.
Yeah, I know. No, trust me, it's surprised me a few times, let me tell you. I'm like, holy dooly, what's
it's
happening?
Like, you know, like a humpback's...
Yeah. Oh, I know, yeah, I'm with you.
A humpback's ginormous and it's gone like that with its mouth. A python, quite little in comparison, and can just go, shunk, could eat me and I'd sit in his stomach for 3 weeks.
What is your point?
Big mouths. I don't know. I don't know.
What a point. No, you know what? You've sold me. Well, yeah, you know, guys, big mouths. Ba-bomf. Next segment. Ba-bomf.
Ba-bomf.
Big mouths. Yeah.
That can be our new, you know how in Breakfast Radio they go, whoosh.
We're not making a ba-bomf.
Ba-bomf.
We're not making a ba-bomf.
I like it, Dior. Write it down. Ba-bomf.
You've just filed for divorce. And it's your first night out on the town with the girls. You attempt to accept your status as a cougar and pick up a younger man.
Okay.
Let's see what game you got. Mama. Your mama, by the way.
Hi, boys.
You even gave me the little shoulder shake before you said hi, boys. Yeah. That was fucked. All right, I want to see how this plays out. Hold on, you went like this. Hi, boys. All right, okay, all right. Shh, okay. Yeah, get your sassy cougar on.
Hi, boys. What are we drinking? Okay, rum and cokes. Not much of a rum and coke woman myself, but how about a round of Belvedere vodka shots on me? Yeah? You like that? Let's get into it.
Oh, you like that? Yeah?
That felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah? You like that? Let's get into it. Oh, that was like a formal, like, sexual seminar. Yeah? You like that? Well, let's get into it. You got a little clicker and a PowerPoint?
The other day I went for a hot girl lap.
Shock horror.
Random for me. It was very bizarre. I thought, you know what? I feel like going for a walk today.
Wow.
So I put my joggers on and I just went for a trot around Rose Bay. Yes. It's often where I walk, if you didn't know.
Is that the yarn?
No. Okay. There's okay. more to it.
Good.
And I bumped into a friend and we were just talking, a male friend. And he goes, what's that on your face? And I was a bit hungover. I was like, what? He's like, is that? I had tomato sauce on my left cheek because I'd been demolishing hot chippies before I left the house.
Oh, were you hung?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. Like scratched it off.
That's a lot of loo. There's a lot of loo in that.
I felt very embarrassed when I walked away.
Yeah. It's like... So you got to be careful if you're ever walking out of orgies. Same thing can happen.
What?
What? Same thing can happen.
What?
Speaking of cum, dude. I,
no, no, no,
dude.
What?
Dude, I'm so sorry, Lou. I had the funniest bedwetter come up to me on the place.
Where is this going?
I was on the plane the other day flying back from this Bucks in Townsville. Oh, I didn't even talk about the Bucks.
Mm.
I've got to spin some yarns about that. Okay. But I'm on the plane coming back from this Bucks in Townsville I had last weekend. Sitting there very fucking hungover, feeling sorry for myself, like just get me through this plane flight. This bird is walking to me so sheepishly. And I'm like, okay, she's a bedwetter or something. She wasn't a bedwetter, her boy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My friend was, and she goes, this is how she approached me on a plane. Children everywhere, people everywhere. She goes, hi, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, but are you the baked cum guy?
I'm like,
well, yeah, I think I'm a little more than the baked cum guy.
I think we're all baked cum guys,
yeah,
aren't we?
Well, yeah. Technically, yeah, we all are. Fuck, I pissed myself. Oh. And I was like, yes. And she's like, I'm so sorry. My boyfriend, he thinks that is the funniest thing in the world. Can I get a photo? I'm like, yeah, of course. And I just was giggling for the next. Like, I was like, she's just walked up to it.
In front of all these people as well.
I was like, dude, that's the funniest way to come up and approach someone. Are you the baked cum
guy? I was out for lunch when I was back in Christchurch with Jill and Franco, my parents.
Right.
Yes, right. And I was telling them how you told me that your dad called you and was like, g'day, Jacko. Your mum's not very happy with you. You're talking about baked cum on the podcast. And Jill and Franco were crying. And I was like, see, like, he gets it as well from his parents.
Yeah, mum was not happy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day.
You're not our target audience.
They're actually releasing a bloody I think we'll release the fucking Bundy rum and Bundaberg ginger beer collaboration product.
Well, if you were smart, you would do that. If you were two businesses, the same name, same type of thing, you could form into one, wouldn't you, Jake?
Laura, you are so wise beyond your years.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. And coming up next, we've got the spider that climbed from Bondi to Tamarama.
Sounds like you've got like some radio experience or something just for the way you did that. Crazy, eh?
Well,
because I know you don't. So,
Jake.
Yeah, Laura.
I was in breakfast radio for 2 years in Sydney.
Sorry?
And 4 years back in New Zealand.
6 years.
Yeah.
BR, breakfast radio.
Yeah, but be fast.
well, hold on. Brand new breaking news story. There's something I didn't know about you.
There's something about Mary, but there's something about Lou.
She had ejaculate in her hair.
Well, they say there's something.
Yeah. Like two peas in a pod.
It's time for Red Light, Green Light time. Well, I'm going to go first because you always go first.
You just sounded like Celine Dion. I'm happy with it.
I'm not.
Celine Dion. Celine Dion because you're off pitch.
Oh, the singing. I thought you meant me saying I was going first.
No.
Red light, green light. Bath towels at the beach.
Green.
So like you'd take your nice white fresh ones from that you'd have your shower with and take it down to
Towel's a towel, kid. Towel's a towel, kid.
Hey, kid, it ain't.
Hey, kid, one of the oldest adages, I believe this was Babylonian times. They found it inscribed in a tomb on a wall, and it said, hey, kid, towel's a towel.
Did they?
End quote.
And who quoted that?
A Babylonian prince.
And what was his name?
Kulikili. Kulikili.
Yeah?
Yep.
And
Kulikili Tala.
What were his rules while he was ruler?
Tells a tale. About it. He's big into towels, this guy.
Big towel guy,
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, big towel guy.
Big towel guy.
Yep.
Okay. It checks out.
I'm a history buff, Lou. Yeah. What can I say?
It checks out. You love museums. You love art. You love Babylonian times.
Oh, I've actually offended friends by saying I hated modern art. Yes, yeah, so to clarify, I love paintings. Modern art paintings are good.
Jack.
People shitting into a bucket installation
never
art style.
Never go back
not
on
funny.
Your thoughts because people have Dotheth DM'd you upsetting.
No, one of my good friends, she does Abstacker. Abby Locke does modern art. She's like, do you hate my art? I'm like, no, I love your art. She's like,
I'd like a piece of artwork, Abby.
Okay.
It's my birthday soon.
Great point. Now, I'm assuming
I actually don't have enough room in my house if that was what you were getting me for my birthday.
Oh, God. I feel like this will be the most orchestrated birthday present. I'll be like, here you go,
well,
Lou.
Are you getting me
here's
like
what
a,
exactly what you are.
Are you getting me like an actual present because it's my 30th and then like a joke present? Or are you just getting me one?
Fucking. I don't think I'll get you anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I assume Steph would help me find me something like cool and chic and girly, but whatever.
What did you
I spoke to your beautiful girlfriend yesterday. What? She was cleaning your house because you don't do anything.
I was away in another state.
Well, how kind of her to clean your house and you get home to a clean home. Yeah. You say thank you for this clean Dotheth house? Say it now.
Thanks for the clean house.
Say it louder.
Thanks for the clean house.
Say Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Thank you so much for cleaning our home.
Yeah, clean home.
You're a beautiful, kind, sweet soul.
You're a hot piece of ass.
And I love you so much.
Love them big calcium cannons.
For fuck's sake. Your turn.
You didn't answer. What? About the towels.
This well, it's obviously red.
Why?
I've got like four really nice towels. I've got a Country Road one. I've got a nice Venroy one.
Oh,
I've
okay. Brag a lot. Little Miss Brag a lot. Little Miss Braggadocious. Thank you. What else you got?
Well, I've got lots of nice beach towels. And then I've got my towels that I use at home, which are just white.
But in a pickle, surely you're taking a bathy down to the beach. Hey, kid, as Kunun said, towel's a towel.
No, Jake, they're not.
Laura.
They're not.
You're telling me you're not going to substitute a bathy in for a beachy if need be? Well, you're going to tell us.
If Dotheth came to the end of thy world and that was all I had, then yes, I would take that down to the beach. But.
So you're a green.
I'm not a green. Stop taking. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been where you were.
Yeah. Nope. Nobody.
Ew, thank you, Jenny.
Nobody.
So, one of my friends told me this, and one of her friends was going home with a guy. And she was like, oh, I'll come back to mine, rah, rah. Anyway, she goes back to her – he goes back to her house and she's like, I'm just going to jump in the shower. Mm. And he, like, really needed to shit.
No.
So he was like, okay, can't go in there. She's, like, in the bathroom with the, like, shower toilet.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, what am I going to do? He grabs a plastic bag.
Hold on. This is your mate?
Like, friend of it, like, loosely connected.
Okay.
Like, I don't know the person.
Okie doke.
It's like a friend of a friend kind of story. Shits in the bag. And then it's like, fuck, where am I going to put this? Like, I don't know what to do. Walks outside into the balcony. She lives in like a complex. Sorry. Swings it around and launches.
Like a lasso.
Yeah, launches the shit. Like miles away. He's like, fucking nailed it.
Yes. What did he wipe his ass with?
I think it was like a clean poop.
Get.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So he's flung the shit and then he's like, perfect. She comes out, they're having sexy time or whatever, and she keeps stopping him going, oh, can you?
Don't, Louisa.
Can you smell that? And he's going, what? Like, nah, nothing kind of thing. And then they keep going and then she's like, nah, honestly, it sounds like shit. And he's like, nah, all good, keep going. She flicks the lights off because... It's gone like this and flung it around. There is shit all over the roof. So he's flung it around and then launched it thinking I've got away with this. And he's just flung it. It's shit all over the ceiling.
Oh my God. How the fuck? Dude, how the fuck? Dude. There must have been a hole in the plastic bag. And he's just literally whipped shit all over her fucking room, all over her fucking living room.
Apparently it was like just splattered shit all over the ceiling.
Oh my God.
My friend told me that on the coastal walk, and I like had to stop her and like bend down on my knees. Oh, I had like full tears.
That is fucking funny.
Nothing you've ever heard.
There's no coming back from that. There is no.
There's nothing. How do you even explain that?
You have to say, dude, I really need a shit. I shat a plastic bag. I tried to lasso that motherfucker over that tree branch.
You can't be like, whoa, like, how'd that get there? Like, you have to be like, I shat in a plastic bag.
There is no coming back from
that. It's not even like there's like shit outside or something.
Fuck
it's like.
Me. Bro,
you're fucked.
That is so fucking funny.
What happened after?
I think she was like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
And then probably had to get in like
an industrial cleaner.
And how do you explain that to the industrial cleaner? Oh, had a guy over, he shat in a plastic bag, flung it around his head like a lasso, launched it, and the shits went all over.
Imagine if there's just someone in another block just having like spaghetti bolognese on their balcony, having dinner and a wine, and this bag of shit just goes...
Apparently the area was like lots of apartment blocks, so it would have landed on someone else's roof or something. Probably landed in someone's like aircon vent.
That's unreal.
This shit stench.
That is unreal. That's a great yarn.
One of the most fucked but hilarious things you've ever heard.
Mate, like just how fucking mortifying that would be. Mate, you're here of course because... You're a friend of both of ours, or a former colleague.
More of yours.
More of mine.
Sorry.
You also got a book out.
Well, I used to work in breakfast radio with Whipper.
Sorry?
You knew I worked with Whipper?
No. Jack worked at Nova.
I worked at Nova.
In the sales department.
Sales department. So you...
So I was...
Did you do work experience?
I was one of your producers for...
You did an exchange there or something, did you?
Almost 2 years.
Sorry?
You don't remember me?
Not on my record. Was that American Rosso?
No, that would have been early 2000s, American Rosso.
No, it was you.
I wasn't there then.
Fitzy and Whipper. You used to text me every morning saying, bang, bang, and that was my cue to go and get you a coffee.
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sometimes you'd push down the...
No, she does.
Does this happen a lot?
Sometimes you'd push down the microphone button and go, bang, bang, Lulu. And that was another cue for me to go and get you a coffee.
I know Jack. Like, we're mates. We grew up together.
Correct.
Wilcaponga.
Oh, you're a farm guy. Farm guy, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Are you rousing and rousing
I'm
cattle?
I'm uncomfortable being here. If I seem on edge, it's because I'm in the big smoke. But Jack and I, we bloody... Remember that day we met? I'd fallen out of the tractor.
Yeah, I remember that, mate. I come up on the Forby.
And
you're in all sorts of fucking trouble.
The bloody tractor got a flat. And Jack was back at the ranch just washing the dust out of the back of the throat with a couple of tins, and I whistled in danger.
I'm certain
you would use a flare in the big smoke.
Sure you're from Melbourne?
No.
Are you from suburban Melbourne?
He's from Wilcatonia.
Wilcatonia.
Okay.
And Jack heard the whistle, kicked a dingo off his foot.
Yeah, said, get off there, you fucking sandy prick.
Chewed the guts out of a snake.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, fuck
yeah. Spitting skin when you turned up and the bloody tractor had done a tire. We wrote a letter that night, dear John Deere. Your bloody deer. The old deer had died.
Oh, well, this must have been prior to your breakfast radio days.
You should do your research on your bloody guests, love.
Yeah, if you'd work in breakfast radio, you'd know that. If you'd worked with Whip.
I'll tell you about a girl that did work there once.
Yeah, could you spin a quick yarn about one of the worst employees you've ever had?
It was quite interesting, and this is why she doesn't work there anymore. I'll tell you this tale. I don't know who it's about.
I love that.
It was probably one of the most devastating moments for one of Australia's most loved groups.
Yeah.
It was the Wiggles.
I was going to say the disbandment of Bardot.
No.
Okay.
No, that didn't rank in the top 10, unfortunately. And Craig McLaughlin's Check 1-2 didn't make the list either. We're going back now. But the Wiggles, Anthony, the blue Wiggle, he got booked to come on the show. He was excited. Our producer at the time said, come on for a chat.
Nameless.
Yeah, come on for a chat. The boys would love to have you on. Fitzy's a fan, Whipper's a fan. Get in here, you silly Wiggle.
Salad and breakfast.
Yeah. When the Wiggle arrived, Anthony, what he didn't know was, and Lou didn't even, the producer at the time didn't even mention it, that we've got you in for Hide and Sing, which is a booth where you come in, we don't know who's there, and the clues are in the song. You have to sing. So when he got to the studio and we welcomed him through and you've got to hide in there, obviously I don't know who's going into the booth, he turns around to our other producer, Tom, and says, what am I doing here? Tom says, well, you get in there and you sing. And he went, but I don't sing.
What?
So the blue Wiggle.
He's a fucking Wiggle.
No.
Doesn't sing.
The blue Wiggle does not sing.
Wiggle doesn't sing.
So it was then revealed on air for the very first time when he attempted to sing in the booth to play along because he's a good sport. That the blue Wiggle does not sing.
Holy
exposed.
Shit.
Exposed.
Ruined a childhood.
You shattered the dreams of every child that grew up with the Wiggles because you put Anthony on the spot. He's that never worn his skivvy again.
Is that why you've worn blue today in remembrance?
Yes, for Anthony. That moment is like so vivid in my brains of when I put him into the booth. And because you talk to the PR person beforehand. And so I was telling her and she obviously didn't relay to Anthony.
Shifting the blame down, called her back
in
the day.
And he goes in and Jess and I are in the producer's booth. And then I think Tom goes, take it away, guest number one. And then he goes, me? I don't sing. And then everyone was like, live, like, what the fuck do I do? And I'm in the background, like, as if it's like live, like, I'm a surgeon, like, trying to cut someone open. I'm going, no. And then Jason, I'm like, no.
It's called hide and sing. So you've done the first bit. We can't see your face.
He's hidden, but there's no singing.
Now on to the next bit. But I don't sing, but you're a Wiggle. Mm. I didn't think I was doing this. Producer award goes to. Not to mention the time you spent 8 hours trying to get Morgan Freeman on the show after we told you he was Australian.
Oh, my God.
And then you honestly thought Dom Perrottet, the premier at the time, was Dom Perignon, the champagne.
That's good stuff.
Tom was like, can you
just went on and on and on.
Tom said, can you get Dom Perrottet on? And I was Googling going, I fucking cannot find him.
Apparently he died in the 1800s.
I had to say to Tom, I can't find the champagne owner. And he's like, that's not who we're after.
It was day in, day out. Didn't know anybody. So she'd come into the studio and go, do you guys want to get this actress Nicole Kidman on? Would you want her on? I don't know, Lou. Would it be Nicole Kidman? That's the one. All right.
Who's this George Clooney?
One time I said to you someone who was dead. I must have gone and done research trying to like bring ideas to the show. And I was like,
if you want a rapper, we could get Tupac on or Boogie.
You won't get him. You won't get him again. That's not going to work.
And then, this was my favourite thing. Whipper would tell me things that weren't true. And he goes to me one day, he goes,
you're a good producer.
Correct. Whipper goes to me, we've hired a personal chef. He goes, it's just getting too much for us at home. So tonight we're either deciding we're going to have sashimi or, burgers or something. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so cool. We go, paying him 150 grand for the year or something. And then I think you even took a fake phone call and was like, mate, I fucking asked for cheeseburgers or something.
I said salmon.
I was on the phone to my mum like an hour later and was like, oh my God, like Whipper's got a chef. So epic. Next day.
You also thought I'd come a long way since heroin addiction.
When I first started, Whipper goes, I've come a long way. I used to shoot up before the shows. So then my Google search is Whipper, heroin addiction.
Oh, my God. We should not make fun of addiction.
No, we're not.
We make fun of fools.
We make fun of fools.
And then I was on the phone to my mum being like, I didn't realise that Whipper had it really tough.
The joker's on the blue Wiggle over here. Oh, my God, you were good. Lou did work at Nova.
She did.
I was a breakfast producer, everyone, if you didn't
Jesus
know.
Christ. Yeah, right.
You should have mentioned it.
You learn something new every day.
Oh, my God.
But in all honesty, fuck the old man. Milo, I'll talk to you later, mate.
I wasn't a good producer, but I was good for morale and vibe.
I've been told that before about working in corporate environments.
It's the only thing we're good for.
Whipper, what Because you've worked with us both at Nova, respectively. So who was your favourite?
Don't.
We can't do this.
Yeah, it's obviously me. Two years together.
If you looked at moments spent together, there was some dark times.
Correct.
So for you, all pretty low. It was all highs.
All highs.
We were 100%. Do you want me to go into it? Do you want me to mention it?
Was this the... Are you going to say...
You want me to...
Yeah. I do.
There was a time Lou and I were in a meeting. It was a one-on-one. And I heard a rumble. I heard a rumble.
Oh, like yes.
I have never heard come out of a human.
Oh, fuck.
It was like there was a 10-gallon drum and a kangaroo bouncing around in it. It's a country reference, Lou.
It's Katie from the bush.
It was, I've never seen butt cheeks tighten quicker. At the same time as this rumble. Oh, my. And you said, excuse me for a minute. It was like we'd struck oil or something and it was about to burst. You ran to the toilet with your hand on your bum in a pair of white jeans, praying that you got through that swinging door.
I made it.
It was.
I made it.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit. So you were nearly a fucking bed shitter, not a bed wetter.
Oh.
You were nearly a pants shitter. Holy fuck.
I mean, there was some tougher days.
I remember looking at you in the eyes going, I've got to go west.
Your eyes turned brown. That's how full on was. Oh my God. At one stage, I nearly put the fire warden hat on and smashed the emergency glass.
I was the fire warden.
The building. You were the fire warden. I took your job to clear the building because we had a stage three. We had a full brownout.
That is funny. Holy shit.
You know how I've been getting into my colouring in?
No.
Well, you clearly don't watch my Instagram stories.
Did
you block me?
I've blocked you.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
No, I watched some. I watched some of your Instagram stories.
Well, I've been getting into my colouring in. Yes. I'm very good at it.
You're good at doing something that a six-year-old is good at. You should be really proud of yourself. Well, and you've been posting that on your Instagram stories.
Turns out I'm actually not very good at it because I posted one. So it was two pictures and I coloured both pictures in like different, but they were the same pictures. And then I took a photo and was like flat out. And then everyone was DMing me being like, Lou, you fucking idiot. Up the top it said, circle the spot the differences. So I thought it was you just colour them in, but you're meant to like circle on like the hippo's got like a different like tail to the other one.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
dinosaur's got the wrong thing.
So. You did it completely wrong. Mm-hmm. So.
And I actually bought last night on Amazon.
Choco, you bought something online.
I know, that's bizarre for me,
isn't it? It's not like you, buddy.
It's very unlike
it's
me.
It's unloody-like.
It is very, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Now continue.
Doth, please go
for it. Please doth continue,
I bought another colouring in book, but I actually got, I like the ones that are half colouring in, half activity.
Oh, for fuck, what are you, six?
Yeah, okay. I think I am.
Okay.
And I bought some new, because at the moment I've only got 12 Faber-Castells, Jack.
You're joking.
So I bought a 24-pack of Faber-Castells.
Holy dingles.
So it's going to be colouring in town up in this bitch.
So why do you do it?
It's very therapeutic.
True.
Dior, would you doth Google the therapeutic
benefits
of colouring in, please, for adults? It's a lot of fun. Last night I put on Justin Bieber.
I suppose
live
it's the same
lounge.
As Lego.
Yeah, I put on Justin Bieber Live Lounge and I coloured in last night. Would you like to see my masterpiece from Peth?
Yeah, I'd love to see your masterpiece. Now listen up.
Would you like to see last night's masterpiece?
I love that you.
Oh, Dutch doesn't think it's very good. What do you mean? It's amazing.
That, show me that.
It's very good. I'm very good at colouring in. It's all inside the lines. That's so funny.
Are you fucking?
What's so funny?
Sucks.
You can get like adult colouring
books.
What
do you mean
that
it sucks?
I love that you've gone for the kids ones with like dinosaurs,
dude,
and stuff.
I'm not.
This is very cruel.
Why?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing so much?
Louisa.
There's no bits outside the line.
Honestly, guys, we have to post this.
What's wrong with it?
It was honestly like a fucking 5-year-old has coloured that in.
Where do you see any bits outside the line?
Louisa, You look how much white you've left. This is
because
pathetic.
The background's white.
Look at that outside of the lines right there. Okay. That's, dude, look. That is the one of the worst colouring. Louisa, honestly. Honestly, it honestly looks like a five-year-old has coloured that in.
Give it back. That's very mean.
Dude. Oh, shit. They've gone into your... Oh, now, hold on. Let me just...
Careful. Watch out for the nudes.
Forward to judging.
No. It's very good.
It is shocking.
Hey, it's not about how well of a job you do. It's about having fun.
Thank you, Dior.
No. You're telling me you're a good colour in, right?
And colouring has the ability to relax the fear centre of your brain, the amygdala. Go. It induces the same state as meditating by reducing the thoughts of a restless mind.
It's like meditating.
I didn't think thoughts could be reduced any more than they already are.
Stop zooming in on it. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
Louisa, it is one of the... How long did that take you to do? 3 minutes?
30?
You're fucking joking.
I like to take my time. Maybe 20?
Shocking.
I think it's very good.
Bro, can I come? Can you give me a sheet? I'll show you how to fucking colour.
Yeah, I will. Can I just say, I think that's probably our next merch idea. A colouring in book.
No.
Of us. Maybe a little colouring in little 8-year-old Lou or Toby or Chinless Judge.
No. That's just...
What's wrong with that picture? Be honest.
You've coloured in like this.
I don't have the good Faber-Castells
yet. No, you don't need them.
Once I get the 24-pack of Faber-Castells, I will be the next Jordan Pollock and Picasso.
Perfect. Jordan Pollock. Now...
I will.
Dude.
Ding, ding, ding. Who's that calling? Andy Warhol. He wants a backup artist. Oh, LDD's in the ring. Ding, ding, ding. The person who made the Mona Lisa. You want me to make another one?
Do you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of something that you'd do and you'd show Jill and Jill would go, darling, that's beautiful.
Should I send it to her right now?
Please do.
And see her response?
Please do.
What should I say? Look at what I coloured in.
What do you think about my colouring? What do you think about my colouring in job or something like that?
Okay.
Dude.
What do you think of my colouring Bedwethers,
can I just explain to you how fucking shit it is?
It's not shit.
It is shit, Lou.
I think it's just the colours, Judge. I don't think I did a very good job on the colours.
You've chosen poor. You've coloured in one of the eyeballs red.
He's had pink eye.
But you haven't.
The dinosaur had pink eye.
It's actually wild that you tried to show me that like there was something good.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Lou. But look at it. You haven't coloured it in properly.
I have coloured it in properly. It's the Faber-Castells and not giving it the nice vavoomph.
Stop.
The new 24-pack will have.
It isn't the Faber-Castells. This isn't the gun that's jammed. It's the person holding the gun.
Disagree. I'll invite you over for a colouring in sesh.
I'll smoke the fuck out of you, dude. You if won't. I'm looking at that, honestly, Lou, I love you, but I promise you, I would have been doing better than that when I was 6 years old.
Liar.
Easily. Come on. I reckon I could go home and find shit I've coloured in that's better than that at six.
I guess I could probably shade
what,
a bit
colour it in?
Shade a bit better.
You have no shading. You've done zero shading.
I have shaded.
There's no shade.
Sorry, who called you Aristotle?
Okay. Well, Alistair Aristotle was not a painter nor an artist.
Who called you Picasso and let you reign over my art?
All I'm telling you, that is, you are Picasso. If Picasso had his eyes gouged out by a crow
That's
or he was
very
lying
mean,
in the desert. By himself, because that is one of the poorest examples. If you went into the, you know how you used to go into colouring comps as a kid and they'd put them up in the newsagents, like the winner in the newsagency, and like they'd give like the kid that was like everyone felt sorry for, like, yeah, we'll put theirs up in the window as well.
It's not bad.
It's shocking. Dior, show Dior.
It doesn't even have, like, I've drawn none out of the lines.
Dior, please look at this and please just have a look and tell people what you, and zoom in.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a look at it.
Be honest, Dior. I think I'm very good at colouring in.
It's not as bad as Jarch is making
Thank
out
you,
to
Thank you, Dior.
I can see a few...
Jarch is getting worked up. He's over
yeah,
at
yeah,
Dior's
I can see
mind.
That.
I coloured anything in properly.
The look background is allowed to be white,
no,
Jack.
No, the tree and the things. Look at this.
I coloured the tree on the side. The background's white.
Look at this. Just hasn't coloured anything in.
The background is allowed to be white.
Look at this.
I'm not a good colorer inner, so I don't have a good like
Thank
judge
you,
of this.
Dior.
I think it's not that bad. It's a fun photo of some dinosaurs and a monkey.
I'm going to post it on our story and I'll let the bedwetters
decide. I agree that, you know, the shading isn't really there in a lot of places.
Look at that.
Yeah, very uneven.
You guys
uneven
are being
sort
very
of,
cruel.
Yeah, at the, at the
Jill's
top
replied.
There.
What's Jill replied?
Mum's replied. Yeah, the top. She said.
What she said. What she said.
Fabulous watercolorist talent in the making.
Oh. That is perfect. That explains so fucking much, dude.
Oh, my
Fabulous
God.
Fabulous watercolorist.
Yeah, she's right. I'm very good at colouring in.
Fuck, I wish this was out right now so I could do this for the bedwetters.
Mum said, haha, is that what you like to do? Oh. Perhaps she's not so proud of me anymore.
Fabulous. Oh, my days. Hey, don't quit your podcasting job, kid.
Well, we got another text from Jill.
You're a beautiful...
She said it's relaxing, eh? Told you, it's therapeutic. It's like meditating.
Oh, no, I don't doubt any of that. Don't doubt it.
You're
but you
Justin
are not
Bieber
good at
playing
it.
Playing in the background?
Well, that wouldn't quite relax me, but...
Well, that's a good day for anyone, isn't it?
And chill.
Aren't you very clever?
Aren't you a shocking little artist? Aren't you? Aren't you a terrible little colourer?
No. You're being very mean, aren't you?
I'm trying to be that healthy dose of reality that you sometimes need.
I'm very aware that there are things I'm not good at and
Louisa,
life is not always
Louisa, the first,
sunshine and rainbows.
Louisa, the first 40 episodes of this podcast were essentially about you not being aware. Do you remember that?
Well, I feel
Do you remember
like I've
the singing
my,
lessons?
I've come to my senses.
You've come to them a little bit, but there's still a little bit there that sometimes, hey... You got a bit of COVID, all right? I'm here to give you a little vaccine, a little bit of the vax.
So you're the vax police?
I'm the police.
For me?
For you, but it's a reality vax. It's a nice little vaccine of reality that I just go, hey, kid, really love that you're doing it. Glad you're enjoying it. It's dog shit. Hey, kid.
Do you think I'm-
Love that you love singing. I love that you sit in a car and you enjoy yourself and you have fun with it. But guess what? You're a dog shit singer.
I get a lot of people saying, thanks for being so confident, Lou. It gives me the confidence to be me. So I'm going to keep being me and not let you give me any more reality shots. I'm keeping my arms well away from you.
No, you can be confident. You can be confident, of course.
I'm keeping my arms away
from you.
But
with a healthy dose of reality.
I don't want your reality.
I know you don't, buddy.
I like myself the way I am.
I understand you like yourself living in a world where you think that that is a good colouring in book.
You're being very harsh.
Am I being harsh or am I being real?
I've got some others.
Please show me.
You'll never look at round two.
Louisa, more than you'll ever know.
Yeah. I'll show you another one. So that you.
I feel sorry for you.
What do you mean you feel sorry for
you? Just
me?
Went, I'll show you another one.
Well,
like
I'll
you were
show
like,
you this one.
Please do.
This one was.
No, come. Louisa.
This one was draw the picture. So you've got to draw the picture.
Come to daddy. I'm daddy, by the way.
That one's, I will admit, that
you
one's,
like,
that one's not very good.
Look at 8 year old.
That one is
you
not
are
my
living
finest.
The life of an 8 year old.
It is not my finest work.
Bedwetters, bedwetters, you are gonna fucking faint
Should
when I post
these. Should
we get
that on a t-shirt for the bedwetters?
Yeah, your version, not the top.
It's a photo of a lion and a tiger.
It's not a photo, buddy, is it?
Oh, sorry, it's a picture.
There we go.
And so it shows you at the top, and then you meant to draw it at the bottom.
You
it's
are.
Not my finest work.
It is. It's really good stuff.
Could be better.
Could be a lot fucking better.
Let me
Look,
find
but drawing and art isn't in everyone's wheelhouse, mate.
Well, it's clearly in my... Oh, sorry, champion. You're going to tell me this isn't good?
Okay.
Picasso called. He wants a backup artist. And it's me, the big dog LDD. That one's good. Come on.
Dude,
that
it
one's
is
very good.
So basic.
Bright colours. You wouldn't want that on your wall.
That fucking horse. Look at that. Yeah, there's so much white. I'm sorry. They're fucking shit, Lou.
You're very mean.
Nah, I'm sorry, dude.
You're very
but like,
mean.
You are a fucking 30-year-old woman. By the way, I'm sending, every time you give me this, I'm sending them to myself.
Fuck you.
Like, they're shit, man. I'm glad you get fun out of it. I'm glad you can enjoy it. They're toilet.
Stranded cat avoids rescue by jumping from atop utility pole. Atop?
Atop. Atop a utility pole.
So this cat.
Atop. It's atop a utility pole, buddy. What did you think atop was?
Well,
buddy?
Jack, I'm tired and sweaty.
Run me through what you thought atop a utility pole was. Run me through that.
I just thought atop would have been the type of pole.
Atop a utility pole. It's a utility pole.
Explain to me, sorry.
It was atop a utility pole, simply meaning it was on top of it.
No, because the atop is put together.
Yeah, from atop.
What's happening?
Correct, because atop is a word.
Oh,
it was atop a utility pole.
Oh.
Okay, bud. Okay. Look, to her defense, it is criminally hot in here, but fuck me swinging.
So sorry.
Okay.
Well, back to the cat.
Yep.
He took a flying leap from the top of the pole.
From atop it, yeah.
And the incident was caught on camera. Alice Reed said her cat Coco was likely chased up the pole by a neighborhood dog.
This is bringing up tension.
And he spent 2 hours crying for help from the pole.
You know, mum's cat's gone missing. It's called Coco. You've just brought up. So sorry, Janelle.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Janelle. Janelle. It's just Lulu just fucking, she doesn't care. She never has. Coco's missing.
Let's stop Lulu go surfing and chat.
Well, Coco's missing.
Do
you want to hear a yarn? Not a funny yarn, but
when did Coco go missing?
A while ago. Like a few weeks ago.
And she wasn't a stray cat. She was your family cat.
No, family cat. She was a snuggle bun. She'd jump up on the couch, big snuggle. She was a snuggle bun. But the fucking... So I spun the yarn about this on the podcast a few weeks ago. And then bloody Richie, bloke from Wildcat, he's the captain of the footy club. He heard the podcast and then called mum and was like, hey, Janelle, you actually saw a bloody cat fall out of your car when you were driving up to the footy club. Few weeks ago. I was like, wouldn't that be something you'd probably like just mention?
So he wasn't joking.
No, like, so then they had a full rugby meeting. Richie just like never raised it. Never
what
said
do
to
mum. What you mean saw the cat fall out of the car?
So it'd fallen, it must have been up under the car somehow. Mum's driven in
Coco.
The town. Yeah. Because they get up there, if it's car's off, it's warm, whatever. They just like to go into places and shit. She's just taken off, seeing the cat drop out. Now, personally, if I would have seen a cat, whether I thought it was feral or a pet, when I got to the rugby club meeting, I would have been like, I saw a cat fall out of your car.
Oh, so they both went to the rugby club meeting?
Yeah. And then Richie just never said anything. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, I saw that cat fall out.
Oh, so you don't live in the city of Walker. You live a bit out of Walker. So Coco's
gone. It's probably gone.
But could be at a new home. Mm. We lost Jessie once and she came back a month later, I think.
Yeah, these cats are they're resourceful and they're industrious.
It's different to losing a dog.
Yeah.
Like if Toby went missing, it would be fucked. But
yeah.
Like a cat can come back.
Cats can come back.
It sounds like a song.
It was from the 80s.
Cats can come back.
Yeah, remember?
Cats can come back.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Cats can come back.
And what was the verse though? That's the chorus.
Cats can come back because they are Tabby and Ginger and Sphinxes.
And, yeah, you love this song.
And they go wander about on their own. And then they find their way back to your home because cats are clever. We call them clever little cats. Cats go home, cats go home, cats go home.
This is insane. This is like a fever dream.
I feel like I had a bit of rhyming going
you
on.
You did. The cats coming home one was a
yeah.
good one. And how but did the second verse song. Go?
Shit. Nah. Dogs don't come home.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.